Welcome to High Vibes Radio Show. My name is Maarten Horst and I bring you every Sunday and Monday and Thursday the latest galactic news. And my guest today is Maris Poltsaar. And to say what Maris experienced on 21 December in his own words, and I will quote from what he wrote. "The feeling I have never felt something like it. Enormous energy flow in my body. I still remember I had so hard time to adjust with it. Heart racing. Almost feeling like it's going to explode. Had to lay in bed because of this exhausting feeling. I couldn't move and my body got so tired. I felt sick and dizzy. Felt like wanting to throw up. At the moment I didn't know what was happening. And no, it wasn't any side effect or whatsoever. No hangover, no food poisoning. It lasted maybe 3+ hours. I don't remember it accurately. Next day I realized that I had to be to do something deeper, but I didn't know the reason for a while. When it hit me, I started to research Mayan prophecy and so on. Besides that, I had an inner feeling since December 21st that I have to find out about it, that I have to discover something, something about me and so on. Before that experience, I was just a regular me, I could say, suppressed mind and thoughts. Before that, I didn't know what, who, when. Huge confusion. Then I got into meditation. Everything happened step by step. So many things became clearer. I started to recall my childhood. Old pleasant memories from back then. Some particular happenings back then to me. There was so much that I started to realize. I have always believed in ETs. Lately started to witness them. Have always been fond on nature. My childhood was only among nature. I have always felt a connection with nature. The universe has also fascinated me. All my life I've been driven by never quitting and wanting to prove others how much is actually possible. Unconsciously, I guess. Now here I am, knowing what I want and what I want to do. What I must do, what I have to do. I express myself through graphic design and illustrations. There is so much more than I know, but I am so grateful to that experience, and I know I'm moving towards the right direction. And just a fact, close quote now, just a fact, Midas was born on the 13th of December 1984, and according to numerology, his path number is 11. So Midas, that's a beautiful story you are sharing with us, and I want to welcome you to the show.
Hello.
It's great to have you here, and you're just so young, you know, because most people that I interview are experienced UFO researchers from different ages, but it's wonderful to have a young fellow with me here. It's wonderful.
Yeah, actually, one thing what I've also noticed that the people I found lately, new friends and so on, they are, let's say, they are older than me. Mm-hmm. And if I can say, then I haven't found, let's say, like my age or younger people. Mm-hmm. Who believe in that or even experience something like that. So...
Yes, but you know, Midas, that of course you have heard about star seeds and crystal
yes.
children, and that's what we are, I think.
Yes.
So I'm a little bit
yes.
and 7 years older than you. I'm 36, but I count myself also under the star seeds and star people and indigos.
Exactly, and that was one thing when I started to research.
Yes.
After the 21st of December, then also I researched Mayan prophecy, and I started to talk with people about what I experienced.
Yes.
And some of them just mentioned me some links and so on, some other stories and so on.
Uh-huh.
And also from there I started to, you know, to find star seeds and all that. even how I found out about Cobra, this is also like everything I found out, this is, you know, I can't even like describe how this kind of stuff happened or like I found out. So
yes, you know that Cobra was 2 times on my radio show already.
I've heard his interviews.
Yes.
But yeah,
he was in January and in, I think, in May on my show also. You can find those interviews on YouTube.
Okay.
So, Midas, we are in very exciting times. You know that today is the portal, the activation portal, the Merkaba.
Yep, exactly.
It will be 11 minutes after midnight in Estonia and 11 minutes after 11 o'clock in Central Europe.
It should be also in Cairo, I guess, in Egypt.
In Egypt,
it's the same time.
I was I just want to tell you, I've once been in Latvia, very close to Estonia. I was in Smiltene. You know where it is, Smiltene?
The name, it's familiar, but I think I haven't been there.
Okay, so. But I was about 3 months in 2003, 3 months in Latvia, and because I had a girlfriend there. And that was a very nice time to be there. It's a very special area, the Baltic States. I like them very much.
Yeah, same here. But yeah. I've been like in the States. I've been in Denmark, like studying and so on. So I don't know if I say it, something like, let me think how is the best way how to describe it.
You like traveling?
I travel a lot, and if I start to recall everything I've done, the main thing what I've done is gaining as much experience as possible.
That's a good
and
thing.
Exactly, it's, I don't know, this is also like, when I woke up, let's say, if I can say like that, I woke up, then after that, everything what I've experienced and done and so on, Now it makes sense.
Yes, I understand. So, what do you think we are heading to? Do you think disclosure? I think it's not far away, the event.
Let's say, if we would have had this interview, I don't know, let's say a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Then, I don't know. Then. Right now, for me, it seems that it really is going to happen, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen soon.
Yes, me
because
too.
The energy and everything, that's totally different.
Yes, it's way up. These last few months, in July, we also had a portal on the 22nd or the 29th. No, 29th.
Yep, and the same way, I felt the energy, and today also, I feel. Mostly if I kind of feel these effects or something, then mostly it's my neck area. I really feel the pain in there, and
yes,
maybe the headaches and so on.
Yes, but the energy right now, how it is, it's really so high now, so I think it will be possible to happen now.
Yep, I'm pretty sure about that.
Yes,
because let's say it's been kind of hard time to explain to my friends, like really like closest ones, and let's say people tend to ridicule this kind of information or like even this kind of option that there is something more, and but lately I've noticed that even my friends they see that I'm not joking.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's there must be something. They're still hesitating, and they look at me like, okay, what story now?
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell them something now, it seems that they don't make fun of it.
Yes. No. They start to understand it a bit better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very slowly.
Yeah, like it happened to me. So
yeah, but I think more people are waking up now, and also I think disclosure needs to happen to inform the whole public, all the people in the world, that we are not the only ones that need to know this. Everybody needs to know this information.
And that's why I really like the website they made, Prepare for a Change.
Yes, I'm also a member of it. So once the event happens, we have to stick together and help the people around us, because they will be confused.
Exactly, and the same way, even, let's say, when you don't have right now like a lot of people around you that who actually would believe it, then if, let's say, if the event happens, then I'm pretty sure that if there is even one person who knows what's going on, somebody just takes the example, like, okay, this guy knows, or she knows what she's talking about, or he's talking about, so I'm gonna help. So I guess this is, I don't know, some kind of domino effect, I guess.
Oh yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because many things are going on right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Midas, would you like to hear a little piece of music?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because we have 2 hours and we have time enough. So I thought to play Himmlische Key. That means celestial key. And key is, of course, the energy word in Chinese. And it's from Merlin's Magic. It's beautiful music.
Okay.
And it's 6 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Midas. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Yes. I have the feeling that today with the portal, I want to share your information with the listeners, which is very important, but also to share some music that I just discovered that's very helpful for the portal that's happening tonight. And if you are listening, the music you can use is from Merlin's Magic. Very beautiful. So Midas, we are now really in exciting times, and I'm hoping that we will be with 144,000 people tonight with the portal meditation, so that we can all make a change.
I hope the same. I really hope the same, that we have that number.
Yes. And how do you see the development of the people in the world who are waking up? Do you think we are getting help right now from the ETs in some way, energetically or another way? Do you think they're here to help?
Let's say if we read the news, but let's say the news, you kind of notice the news, which have more like this truthful background.
Uh-huh.
You kind of feel it. So if we dig into this kind of news, then you can actually read that everything right now is happening, and some of that stuff is like it can't be you know, like man-made.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we have we definitely have help.
Yes, you have company of a bird, I hear.
Yeah, I'm sitting outside and on the balcony, and just was watching the sunset. So
beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, it's so exciting. Everything that's happening, you know, I'm actually full of hope now, full of excitement. Do you feel the same?
If I tune in, let's say this meditation, or if I tune in to myself, then I feel the energy, and I feel that excitement.
Yes.
So, but I'm, let's say that I'm not, you know, like always thinking about that, like 24/7.
No, but it's not possible.
But yeah, if I tune into myself, I go into meditation or something, then I definitely feel more.
Yes.
Let's say the energy, the different, you know, these higher frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, but right now, let's say today, this peace portal activation, I can't wait to start.
No, me too. It's only a few hours away now.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm very curious where this will lead to, you know, what will happen.
We also, I don't remember the website, the name. It was Children of the Sun. They also had this mass meditation event, and it was more to it happened twice. First time was for Syria, and the second one was for Egypt.
Right.
But
yes, I know.
Also, there's some news that I already know that this mass meditation and so on, it works. it really works.
Yes.
It has these, you know, positive effects.
Yes.
And also then I heard about the Egypt, like some stuff, you know, the good things started to happen. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely the cause of this meditation.
Yeah. You know that Comet Ison, have you seen the news about Comet Ison? It's not a comet, it's a starship.
Yeah, I saw that, and come on, this is not comet.
If, no.
Yeah, because there was somebody showed it on YouTube or something that if you make the image darker,
yes,
and then comes out like this two lines, and then you know, definitely, it's not the comet.
No, it can only be artificial because only a spacecraft can have this shape.
Not exactly.
Not a natural.
Exactly.
Not a natural object can have this shape.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh man, we are such in exciting times. I'm really hoping that it will come closer, the comet or the starship, whatever it is, so that more people will see it.
I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And all and the weather extremes, you know, the weather in the whole world, the weather is so upside down. So much rain in the far east of Russia, so much rain.
I haven't heard about these news, but let's say if I have to mention something about Estonia, then we've had like really warm summer.
Uh-huh.
Like really, really warm summer and not much rain, because you know sometimes people talk about the weather, oh it's raining, it's so bad and so on, but yeah, let's say last year or like 2 years ago, I remember more rain and so on, but I don't know, is it connected to, you know, the world scale or something, but I haven't heard about the Russia, but there are even more places where the weather is, like you said, upside down.
Yeah, it's totally totally upside down.
I haven't paid much attention on the weather, so
if you look at the whole world, it's amazing. Everywhere it's extremes, you know, the hottest summer, the coldest summer, the wettest summer, the driest summer, all that, everything is extreme.
Mm-hmm. That I've noticed, but yeah, I haven't heard the latest updates.
Right. No, well, I can say that in the far east of Russia, there's so much rain that never happened before. And there are big fires in California, forest burning.
Okay.
Really amazing.
I have to dig in that.
Yeah.
Because lately, I can say that my interest is more about like everything that's, you know, connected to the event we are waiting for and everything that's going on. So
let's talk about the event then. It's for me also the most interesting topic. So let's talk about the event.
Okay.
Because when it happens, you can subscribe to what's the website? Midas, we need change. No.
Prepare for change.
Prepare for change. .net, I think. Prepare that for change.net. And
let me see. Yeah, .net, exactly.
Yeah, and then you can subscribe, and people can find you in your area wherever you are listening from.
And yep, they have a list already. So yeah, exactly.
And then people can reach you, and you can make a contribution to the changes, because people will need you very much. If you are awakened and you have all this information, you're going to be needed. All of us.
Exactly. Exactly. The story, when I heard about Cobra
and
what's the whole story behind it, then for me it was, how can I say it? I didn't want to believe it. For me, you know, it really sounded like some script from some movie. But like I said, everything with me happened step by step.
Yes.
So I started to, you know, look for the some particular news, and some news were totally talking about what Cobra is telling, and people right now who have been, you know, waken up. So everything, all the dots went into place.
Yes.
And then right now, let's say everything where I've researched and so on.
Yes.
This is accurate.
It is, yeah. I have no other source that is more accurate than Cobra.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, there's one other website, it's called the Hollow Earth Network. Do you know the Hollow Earth?
I know that one, but I haven't, you know, bookmarked it.
Right.
Let's say, mostly I keep my eye on Prepare for Change and Cobra Port 2012.
Yes.
On his blog.
Yes, because so. 2012 portal, yes. Because on the Hollow Earth Network they have done some predictions that didn't happen, and Cobra hasn't made any prediction. Because he said once the events happen, he's not going to give dates.
And exactly.
I think that's very good.
No deadlines.
No deadlines.
Because everything has a divine timing.
Yes.
So, if people are ready, then we're going to have that event.
Yes, it's going to happen when everybody and everything is ready.
Exactly. But I, let's say that there is also that not everybody is going to be awakened. So, let's say this will be, I guess this will be a really interesting times for all the people who know what's going on.
Yeah. Because it will change the knowledge. Because people will realize that they have been lied to by the media and the government for such a long time.
Exactly. And I don't know. I can't even describe. Because everything is manifestation. And I can't even describe. Nobody can.
No.
What's going to happen exactly? But the one thing is for sure, it's all for the best.
It's all for the best.
All.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because,
so
because only the light will exist after the event, there will be no more darkness on the earth.
Exactly.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Same here.
Yeah. But I think that we are very close to it, because tonight we have this meditation, and in this meditation we can all make a change, because I think a lot of people will be meditating, and it will trigger the light to be victorious.
I even think that people who are, let's say, awakened, but This is just an assumption, but I'm pretty sure that everybody hasn't heard about that something like that is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they are awakened.
Yes.
But let's say they don't maybe know about the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that if a person is awakened, aware of himself, herself, and
yes,
just even have these positive thoughts,
uh-huh,
I guess maybe it doesn't have this strong effect like meditation does, But I'm pretty sure that even this positive affirmations, positive thoughts, everything that's positive, I'm pretty sure even this will help us closer to this event.
Yes, everything we can do to bring more light and bring more love to the planet. Because it's scientifically proven that meditation helps.
I think that one, they had there was some story or some study they made in the States. I think it was something about Qigong or something.
Yes.
Where they also had this mass meditation, and there was some kind of decrease in, crime or something. So.
Yes, yes, correct. Yes.
I think that was the one.
Yes.
One thing is, my head is. I've researched a lot, so right now. It's kind of like one thing is amazing that my mind is full only with truthful facts.
Yes.
Like everything that's, let's say I haven't watched TV maybe 3-4 years.
Very good.
Exactly, and I don't know, I don't need it.
No.
Because if I want to have some information, I look it up for my by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you can find the best information on the internet.
Exactly.
And in books also. Some books of.
Some books. Yeah.
I have, for example, a lot of books about UFO research in my room.
I haven't read any material like that about UFOs and ETs, but I've also researched everything about it from the internet.
There's enough information on the internet, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is also a really awesome website. I guess many people know that, but I think it was ET Let's Talk.
Yes, I know the one.
And they have also these, each month they have meditations.
Yes.
To contact our. Let's say the best way how to say it right now, I guess it's galactic family or brothers and sisters and so on. So
yes.
And it works.
It does work. Do you have a group in Estonia where you can get together and do a meditation like this?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
Last weekend I did a group meditation with people in the nature in National Park. On the Veluwe, it's called, in the Netherlands, and it worked very well.
Was it the meditation with about that ET contact, or
like Dr. Stephen Greer is doing?
Okay.
Yeah, the CE5 initiative, close encounters of the fifth kind, telepathy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of noise around here because I'm in the middle of the city, and children crying, church bells ringing. Is it disturbing for you?
No.
Okay.
I barely hear it.
So. Ah, okay. Luckily then. Hey, Midas, is there anything particular you want to talk about? Something that you think is very important?
I don't know really. I just the main thing I've just noticed huge changes in myself. So
yes, me too. And do you want to talk about your awakening on the 21st of December a bit?
Yeah, I guess I can do that.
Yeah.
First thing that popped into my head was people the same way they tend to ridicule, and let's say the Mayan prophecy about the 21st of December 2012.
Mm-hmm.
People just made jokes that nothing is going to end. But I don't know any people anymore who even believed that something like that is going to happen, like some Armageddon or world is going to end. But mm-hmm. they made a lot of jokes, and I remember accurately the same day.
Yes.
I made also that joke. I think
right.
it was around 2 or 3 p.m. And I think I made a statement somewhere that the world didn't end, and now it's time to party and celebrate and so on. And like the other people were also joking.
Yes.
And what happened the same night, I don't know, this is kind of like irony, like making jokes about something, and after that you kind of realize that it wasn't a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that the world is going to end, but 21st of December had its deeper meaning.
Yes, exactly.
So it wasn't a joke at all. So, but I don't know, like, what to talk about it, like, exactly, like, what mm-hmm. happened.
Yeah, I'm just seeing on Facebook, 2012 portal, make this viral, peace portal activation, August 25th, 2013. And somebody is saying, today is a huge portal activation.
Yep, this is also one site I'm keeping my eyes on all the time.
Mm. Join me and my family in meditation for world peace today. There is a special astrological event today. Also, this site has Metatron's cube, and before I saw this now, I awoke to the happy sight of my talented husband working on his newest sacred geometry. Well, Metatron's cube is, of course, the Merkaba star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also known as a Kepler star or a double tetrahedron. Two tetrahedrons inside each other. And a tetrahedron is four triangles in a pyramid shape. But it's double, so they're together.
Yes.
And we have this auric field around us. All of us. It's our Merkaba, and Merkaba is light body. Just telling people that are maybe new to the radio show to explain what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But please continue where you was speaking about your the 21st, that you said it was a joke, and then something else happened.
The main thing, what happened that evening, this is something you just can't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you haven't felt something like that, you can't just forget that. Yeah, I know what I felt, but I don't know, at that time it seemed like it's bad or something. If I would have been aware of this state and that something like this might hit me, then I guess I will have turned that energy or this burst of energy into something else.
Yes.
But at that moment, I felt it. For me, it wasn't a pleasant feeling.
No.
But
it was very intense, I remember also.
And I just, I don't know. I remember that I had, I was in bed, and suddenly I just started to feel this heart was like pumping so hard. I can't even describe what I felt exactly, but that was so, I don't know, intense, like you said.
Yes.
And I guess after that I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And next day I remember that I had so hard time to adjust with that energy.
Yes.
Or I knew that something was totally different. I knew something was so different. And for a while, I guess, in January or February, I started to recall that night.
Yes.
And then it kind of hit me that it was 21st of December, and what was the day? Like, everybody knew it, that it's Mayan prophecy, and like everybody knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to research, and I met some people who kind of were into meditation and so on. So I kind of, one thing led to another.
Yes.
So it's definitely been a step-by-step process.
Mm-hmm.
But it has also given me a chance to digest, because if all this information would have been there at this one moment, I guess I would have gone mad.
Yeah, me too.
But right now, everything is happening step by step. All the events, everything that's happening with me, everything is giving me a chance to digest.
Yeah, the same here for me. Because now we have more time to digest all the information, and we need time for it. And I wonder what will happen to the world population once the event happens, how they will digest this information.
Another thing is also that how they are going to take it.
Yeah. And that's where we come into play, because that's why we'll be needed. Because right now they think we are crazy, but after the event they will come to us immediately.
They will find people like us. I don't know how to even describe it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But
we will be always at the right place at the right time.
Exactly.
And everything that's happening right now, it's the same way.
Okay, we have come to the end of the show. I have to leave now. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.